Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina,
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Friday, Friday, I'm going backwards here. It's Saturday night, day before the new year, and here we are again experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And as we always do, give him a nice welcome onto the show. We've got to find out what people here. There we go.
Well, thank you, my brother, for, you know, bringing me on. And all I can say is I'm really very thankful to all of those who are listening tonight. And I just want to say peace and blessings to everyone. And, you know, one of the topics that I wanted to speak about was us coming together in unity, and not just physical unity and logical unity, but also something called spiritual unity. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, because in a lot of the different things that we want to do to help our community and to even help ourselves individually, we have to realize that one of the greatest opportunities that is in our hand right now is our spiritual ability to use our spiritual God-given power to bring about positive change in our lives and in the lives of others. And once we start to realize that and to really notice that we are God beings that have the ability to do these positive things to help our people and to help change, bring positive change in our community, then that's going to be a great thing. But as long as we're going to see ourselves from a negative perspective and never believe that we could ever do anything, you know, from a spiritual perspective, from a positive and get positive results, then basically we're going to be holding ourselves back from being able to achieve great and wonderful success that we are definitely worthy of achieving. But the bottom line is that in order to achieve it, you have to believe it. And you have to know it. And one of the things that, you know, I do want to comment on this time is not that this is just something that I think, you know, from hearing this from other people or reading it in a book or something like that. I'm talking about actual results that were achieved through Christ Jesus coming to us and blessing us with a spiritual formula that actually worked, where we got powerful, spiritual, great results to end the murdering of hundreds of our kids through gang wars that were stopped. And if we were just going to utilize the information of, you know, just knowing that we are limited human beings that can only do limited little things, then basically none of those results would have ever come about. And that was the great thing that I'm really glad that Jesus actually shared with us. Because the bottom line is this. Once we realize our true identity of who we are and what we can do, that's when we can really start to see great and wonderful results coming through for ourselves. Not only ourselves as individuals, but for our community. Because whether we realize it or believe it or not, we have the ability to heal and uplift our community. But if we're going to stay stuck in a mentality of just believing that we are limited people that don't have the ability to do very much at all, then that's where we're going to be stuck at. And the thing about it is we do not need to keep ourselves thinking down low. Because when you can keep your mind up on high, that's when your goals and dreams can really start to fly. But when you think down low and say, oh, woe is me, I'm so sorry that all this negativity is happening. If you keep on saying that over and over again, even they call it the law of attraction, all you're going to do is attract more and more negativity to you. But if you can start to see and project positivity coming into your life and knowing that God's blessings is upon you and that you have been blessed, all you have to do is know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's blessings are truly going to come about. But the bottom line is, if you're going to just keep seeing yourself in the negative mindset that Satan wants you to see yourself in, then what's going to happen is you're going to get more and more negative results coming into your life. And that's the thing. We need to stop seeing ourselves from a negative perspective and stop seeing ourselves in so much self-hatred towards ourselves that either we want to commit suicide or we want to kill one another. These are things that we no longer need to have any type of relationship with at all. But once we start to really focus on seeing the fact that we can bring about positive change in our lives, that we can actually bring about an opportunity to be God beings that have the ability to really see ourselves in that positive mindset and actually bring about positive results by seeing ourselves and knowing that we have the ability to utilize Jesus' spiritual, powerful formula that he gave us that brought about positive results in ending the gang wars, then these are things that can happen for us. But these are things that we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can bring about. And if it wasn't for the fact that in receiving senators' awards, also congressmen's awards, also mayor's awards, also superintendent of schools, and even principal's awards. If I never got those things, I know a lot of people would say, what? Brother, you didn't do nothing with saving no kids' lives. Get out of here. And you said in a week's time you ended it. Get out of here, man. You're crazy. Man, I don't even want to hear. You know, a lot of times, exactly, that's what I hear. But then when I show these same people a list of all these different awards that I received, that's when they said, wow, you did that, brother? You really did do that? And I know it's very hard for them to, you know, believe you, or even to some of them, even hard to believe it after they see the results of the awards that you got. But the bottom line is that these were things that did truly come about and that we can do again. But the bottom line is we have to come together with not doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas, but with those who are strong believers so that we can see strong achievement come about. And these things can definitely come about. We just need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God and Jesus has the power and the ability to help us out. But if we are going to say, nah, man, they can't help us out. I prayed many times in the past and nothing happened, so I know there ain't nothing going to happen now. You know, and unfortunately, I can understand where people are coming from with that, because if you prayed for something and you didn't see that positive result at that particular time in your life, a lot of times that's what makes people doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas. But the problem is they have to realize that that is your test with God. God says, okay, I'm not going to give you that blessing right now, but if you can keep your faith and your confidence in knowing that I am going to bless you out, but you're going to have to go a little further down the line with me, and because you went a little further down the line with me, that's where you're going to see that my huge amount of blessings are going to come on you, and you're going to see some great miracles in your life. But some people, if you don't give them a blessing within 24 or 48 hours, they say, forget it. I don't even want to trust or believe in this stuff no more. This is a bunch of crap. I don't have nothing to do with this. And that's where a lot of people become doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas. But then there are those that do believe, even though they've prayed in the past and different things didn't happen for them at that particular time, they still kept their faith in God and Christ and said, you know what, even though this didn't happen and didn't work out good for me, I'm still believing that God can really bring about some positive change in my life and that Jesus can do it as well. And because I believe that they can, I'm going to stick with them and know that down the line, I'm going to be blessed. And those are the folks that we're looking to work with, because if you're going to be a strong believer, you're going to be a strong achiever. But the thing about it is you're not supposed to be able to believe that these are things that can really come about. But the thing about it is they can come about and they will come about. And our people need to know this, that we do have the God-given power to bring about positive changes in our lives. And the sad thing about it is that we've been taught by this society and this system that we don't have that power. We don't have that ability. But that's a lie. We do have that power and we do have that ability, but we have to keep our mind up on high and in believing positivity. Because when I say mind up on high, I'm not talking about drugs or alcohol or nothing crazy like that. I'm talking about having full confidence and knowing this and faith in God and Christ, having the power to bring about awesome and amazing miracles into our lives. And the thing about that is that when you really see that God is the one that created the whole entire universe, not just planet Earth, but he created millions of planets throughout the entire universe. And not only that, but he created the human race. He created animals. He created birds. He created fish, oceans. He created the dirt on the Earth. He created all these different things. So how can he create planets around the universe? How can he create, you know, the sun, the moon, the sky, heaven, and Earth? How can he create all those things, but he couldn't create a miracle for us? That doesn't even make any sense. He has more than enough power to do those things. And because he does have that power, that all we have to do is believe in it to achieve it. And once we start to believe and achieve, that's when we are going to really start to see these blessings come about. But you can't go into creating positive results by being a doubter. You have to be a believer, and that's the thing. Because even though we were able to end the gang wars in New York and even in the state of Baltimore, that was really great, and I was really glad to see those results and seeing that. But the bottom line was, with those things coming about, we don't have to say, okay, that's it. It's over. We're not going to try to do any more with that, and we'll never be able to do that again. That's not true. We can do it again, even though Satan is unfortunately whispered in the minds of many people that these are things that we can never do again. That's not true. God has the power. Jesus has the power where we can actually bring about awesome and amazing miracles back into our lives. And the thing about it is the only reason why these situations don't come about as powerfully and readily as we want them to is because we only see things from a logical viewpoint. From a spiritual viewpoint, we just kick it to the curb and say, oh, no, forget about it. Jesus and God, we ain't going to get no positive results with that. You know, we could go and do a protest. We could go and do a march. We could, you know, go and vote for this person or that person. You know, that's logical things that we can do, and I'm not saying that we should never do those things, but what I am saying is that we're leaving out one of the most powerful things that we could do, and that is utilize the spiritual power of God, that we could utilize in spiritual unity to bring about a healing for our community. Because our community does not need to suffer in poverty. Our community does not need to suffer in self-hatred where adults and youth are killing each other. Our people do not need to suffer in a situation where we're against each other. We should be in unity with one another. And when we start to come together in unity to help each other and be a blessing to one another, that's when we can turn all of this madness that we're facing totally around. And we do have the ability to do this, even though we've been told that we don't. Unfortunately, some of us are totally brainwashed by Master Charlie to believe everything he says and don't want to believe nothing that God or Jesus has to say. And that's not true. We do have this ability. And even if you want to stick with the lies of Satan and Master Charlie, you can do that. But the bottom line is that we can turn that negativity around. But the thing about it is this. When you start to see the positive results that we're going to bring about again, that's what's going to be the game changer for you. Because it's going to be hard for you to say, well, even though I'm seeing all these positive results, I'm still believing in Master Charlie that we can't do this. No, the average person is going to say, you know what, brother and sisters, you guys are right. We can do these things. And because I'm seeing these positive results now that we've stopped gang wars and, you know, different cities and states, you know, throughout this country, I am definitely going to believe and know for a fact that we can bring about some positive results with this. And that's what we need to do. So we're going to, over a period of time, we're going to get more and more and more people involved in what we're doing. Right now, because it was something in the past, and even if you show them, you know, senators, congressmen, you know, superintendent of schools, mayors, different people that have signed documents showing you that they gave you these results because you were able to end the gang wars, the problem is some of them still would not want to agree with that. They still would rather go with what Master Charlie is telling them, that this is something that's impossible to do. And that's crazy, because if you could show the results, I don't know why people wouldn't keep an open mind to wanting to be a part of bringing about more positive things in their community. But when you've been brainwashed to the point where you just believe that this can never come about, then that's very difficult to bring people whose mindsets have been captured by Satan to believe in the lies of Satan. But anyway, the bottom line at this point is that what we really want to do is come together in unity, not only, you know, to do logical things to bring about positive change, but one of the most important things is to bring about spiritual change through us coming together spiritually in unity to be a blessing to our community. And we can do these things, but the bottom line is we have to see it and believe it in order to achieve it. And once we start to do it from that perspective, we're going to start to bring about positive change. So all I can say at this point is that as a people, we do have the ability. And it, like I said before, which kind of blew my mind, we even had, you know, a white racist guy come on telling me that if I keep speaking on this about our people coming together in spiritual unity and that we can actually bring about positive change in our community, they're going to throw me in jail. Not only are they going to throw me in jail, but racist groups are going to come and kill me because I'm talking about these things. And all I can say on that, that's crazy. Why would you want to throw me in jail because I want to help my people from a spiritual perspective? That doesn't make no sense, you know? And the other thing is, why would you want to throw me in jail or even kill me because I want to help my people? You know, it doesn't make any sense. But these are things that, you know, folks that don't want to see our community rise up out of the dungeon of negativity. Anybody speaking positive things to bring about positive change for our people, they want to definitely try to scare the heck out of you so you will shut the heck up and won't speak about no positive things that you should do to help your people. And that's really sad, you know, to know that there are people that don't want our people to ever come together in unity spiritually to help our people out. But these are things that we need to do. These are things that we will do. And even though we will not get the majority of our people to come together, even if we just have a small amount, it says in the Bible, even if you just get two or three to come together in unity, God will be there in the midst to bless, and he will bless what you are trying to do because you're trying to do something positive to help the lives and bless the lives of others. So all I can say with that is we do not need to stay stuck in the situation where we're just going to sit on the sideline and complain about all the different negative things that we see happening in our community. We have the power and the ability to bring about that positive change, but we need to actually come together in unity to bring about that positive change in our community through the power of prayer, through the power of fasting, through the power of meditation, coming together and visualizing and seeing that God's awesome and amazing power can bring about positive change in our lives and can really change our lives from being stuck in poverty, to really bring about change in our lives, to stop the violence in our community, to really bring about the change in our lives where we can have a shield of God's protection around us to stop the murdering and to stop the killing. And we can bring about all of that negative change if we will step up to the plate and actually believe it so we can truly achieve it. But we have to come together and not just logical groups that come together to deal with things from a logical, physical viewpoint, but also from a spiritual viewpoint. And I know, as I said, the Doubting Thomases and Doubting Thomasinas, I know it's very difficult for them to actually see that these are things that we can do. And we even had a sister come on the line that said, these are things that we can never do because we're all sinners, and because we're sinners, you know, we're never going to be able to accomplish anything like this, you know. So, you know, we just have to accept the fact that these are things that we can't do. And I was like, wow, I couldn't even believe that, you know, a sister would come on and speak on that. But she came on the radio show and said that, you know, while we were on. And I understand that, you know, when people are in that dungeon mindset of thinking from a negative perspective, they're going to think and see our people as nothing but sinners. And because we're nothing but sinners, that means that we won't ever be able to use any of God's, you know, given power, because God would never allow sinners to have that power. But the bottom line is that God is awaiting for us to acknowledge the fact through identity where we can raise our community up, heal our community, and bring about positive change. But the question is, would you rather just be a doubter or a believer? And for those doubters, they're going to sit on the sideline and say, no, no, none of this will never come about. Master Charlie was right. We don't have the ability to do nothing like that with God or Jesus. Forget it. You guys are just wasting your time. So y'all might as well cut it out. But that's the lie that's been told to us. We do have the power and the ability to bring about positive change in our community and in the lives of our community, improving our lives and changing our community from negative to positive. And these are things that we are going to bring about. All you have to do is believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt that God and Jesus truly, truly help us out. And these are things that we can do. So all I can say at this point is that, you know, we do not have to stay stuck in negative thinking about ourselves and about our people, but we can bring about positive change, but we have to start to see ourselves from a positive mindset, from a righteous mindset in God and Christ, and know that if we use the spiritual power and formulas that God has given us, we will bring about the positive change that we can truly make happen. So all I can say at this time is, you know, I do have some positive speakers that I would like to see if they could get us some, you know, positive feedback. And I do want to hand a call to one of them now to get some feedback from them. And this is Minister Diane I'm talking to. And Minister Diane, if you could give us some feedback on what you feel that we just said, that would be great.
Well, yeah, that is so true, because we don't need to be negative. We need to trust God. He said, act and have faith and believe. He said, and you can do all things through him who strengthens you. And, you know, God is just, he's not a person that you can just put in a box. You know, if you even look at nature itself and show you how beautiful all the animals, I was looking the other day at TV, all the different animals. I mean, so many. He never does just one thing. You know, he just awesome. And he can do these things, we can do it too. He said, ask and you shall receive. He said, knock and the door be open. So we have been down so long and our people and struggle and we worked so hard. I am now working with a Caucasian woman. She is bedbound. And, you know, you have to change her and everything. And we work so much, and we don't get paid very much for the work that we do. And we are all, we as black people have always been very strong. My mother picked cotton. I picked cotton with her. Sometimes I couldn't go to school, living in the South, and I had to pick cotton with her. So we, it's our time now is now. It's time for us to come up as black people. The devil is still fighting. He got a lot of kids on drugs, all this drug. They just bust someone. Did y'all hear about that busting they had, all that drug they found was coming here in the South? I heard on the news a whole bunch of it, and they caught them. Yeah. But they're bringing that stuff all over here, and our kids getting hold to it, and they got this one called Loud. They're so high, they're all these wrecks, and they're just not running and wrecking like this. Running up in the telephone pole the other day. You heard it? They were running up into the power. So high. You know, and I go around cars and stuff, and they pass me by. Oh, you smell that now. It's a real strong thing. All the clothes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all in the clothes and walking the stores everywhere. And I was in New York a couple of months ago. I couldn't go no place to get away from that smell of the loud.
Mm-hmm.
All on the back, I went to the park. All the kids out there, young kids playing ball. The lady, she's cursing. People high. They're cursing and acting all out of character because they're high. And you smell all this loud, and you start heart attacks. A lot of this stuff giving young people heart attacks,
mm-hmm.
especially our children.
Yep.
And now it's legal. It's legal. It's legal. They know what they're doing. It is not good. Of course, a lot of them say they're taking it for medical reasons, but the majority of them are taking it to get high.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all medical.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all these wrecks, like I say, down here in the South, people hitting, running off the road, running the stores and stuff, it's because they're high. They're just not running up in the stores. Like that, why would you, on a day, I see data that's just clear, and people just running off the road.
Mm-hmm.
They're high.
Mm-hmm.
Cursing, all out of character. That stuff got them high.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how to treat you, or just acting up terrible. So we have to, and our babies are getting hold of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're breathing in this stuff. It's what they call contact high.
Mm-hmm.
When you're around it, you get a contact high. Y'all know from New York.
Oh, yeah.
I've lived up there now with a girl, and I know they had other drugs then. But this thing is, when I get around it, I actually get off balance. I actually stumble, and my hair is not hurting. It's so strong, and it's terrible. So we need to do something about these things. It is not, I'm serious, it's not no joke. Our babies are getting old with this stuff, the kids and stuff. They think it's funny. You know, in houses, the smoking, all the kids are blowing it all in their face. You know, they can do that in New York.
Yeah.
Blowing it in their face, the kids be running and falling all down. They think it's cute.
Yeah.
It's not cute. We should not destroy our young youth like that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things, you know, subject we need to work on, a lot of things. Martin Luther King got stuff done because he marched.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have to get back on the streets. And not only bring the word, we got to march and tell about these things. And let people know we are not going to stand for this stuff. We got to make a stand. And we are in the last evil days now. Wars and rumors of wars, trouble, killing, murder, everywhere. Guns, just killing. So we have got to make a stand and trust God and know that we got a work to do. And we got to work together. We got to have faith and believe. He said without faith, you got to have faith. We speak it and see, this is testing time now. We have been saying, oh, I love God and God is able to do all things and all this. But now, it's the testing time now. We'll be tested. We'll be testing our health, testing our mind. All kinds of things are happening. And God, because see, you're just not going to get into heaven any kind of way. See, God's going to know that you belong to him. And it's testing time now. So we got to stand up and make a stand and save our youth. Praise God. Won't you be the guest?
Thank you, my sister, for sharing that. And right now, we do have another sister. Oh, matter of fact, we do have a brother right now that, well, we got another sister that is going to speak. And sister, if you can share this, Sister Ann, if you can share this, that would be good.
Well, we just thank God for that, but that is so true. It's so much violence, it's so much killing, you know, and the youth is our future. And if we don't come together, if we don't stand for something, we don't open our mouth and speak against things that's going on in the world, then who will do it? We need to come together like God said, come together as one. So we need to come together. We need to go in these schools, you know, make appointments, and could we come in these schoolhouses and speak to the students? We need to make that stand, you know, just like Jesus. He walked. He ministered to people on the street. So, you know, if people say Jesus not real and God not real and stuff, well, who woke you up this morning? The alarm clock didn't wake you up. Jesus, God woke you up. And he built everything. And you got to speak it. And just like the woman God say, they so high they can't understand it. You know, and they got this other drug that's killing them instantly. So you don't know what the drug dealers are lacing this stuff with now. So, you know, I just thank God for being on the radio show, and I just thank God for the man of God, Benyamin. You know, because he got a lot of feedback. He got a lot of wisdom. He got a lot of knowledge and understanding. So if y'all got a neighborhood that's not coming together, go to your neighbor. Love them. Regardless, they gangbangers, or they drug dealers, or they strippers, or they crackheads. Go to them in love. They still people. They need help. I was just like yesterday, I walked to the store, and it was a young girl, and she said she getting ready to come to be a grandmother. She said she's about to give everything up. She was a lady on the street. She used to do drugs. She made up her mind yesterday. She give it all that up, and she get ready to give her life to the Lord. Hallelujah. You just get on them streets. Just walk the streets. Just say, brother, sister, let's talk about it. You know, he said, in the Bible, said Jesus said, if you got an order against your brother, go to them in love. So just forgive. Have a repentant heart. That's all I got to say.
Okay, good. So basically, at this point, you said no? Oh, okay. We do have, some positive feedback from our sisters, and I do appreciate that. And, you know, the thing about it right now, I'm not sure how many people are on the line right now, but Brother Ron, if there are some additional folks, you know, that would be interested in speaking right now, let me know. Other than that, I would like to go on to the next portion of, speaking on the topic that we were going to speak about, you know. So did you have anybody at this point, as you can see? Hold on.
You got it on mute. No.
Ron, can you hear me? Oh, okay. Well, I guess Ron must have disappeared. Oh, he fell asleep or something. But anyway. Anyway, what I would like to say at this point is that, you know, not only just us coming together, you know, spiritually is important, but even coming together financially is important as well. You know, too many of our millionaires and billionaires don't even want to come together to help one another in the community, you know, and that's not a good thing. Because in other communities, you know, millionaires and billionaires, they do throw their money in together and put together schools or, you know, hospitals and different things in the community to help the community, and they don't have no problem with that. But, you know, when you got a lot of, unfortunately, self-hatred that's there within your community amongst your millionaires and billionaires.
Sorry.
Oh, are you there now, brother?
I had a problem. Yeah, I had a problem with my phone. I'm sorry. You got 718-699. Your mic is open.
Okay.
718-669. Your mic is open. Okay. You got 646-427. Your mic is open.
Six four six four two seven. Oh, okay.
Your mic is open.
646-427. Mic is open.
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, great. So have you had a chance to hear the conversation that we were speaking about, you know, thus far, or you just came on?
I came in a little late, but I hear some interesting voices that I may know from some time ago, and just got a text, and I said, well, let me check out this text. I'm not sure who this is, but
that's the great Ron Peterson. Ron, this is Ron Robinson. How are you doing?
Dr. Robinson.
Yeah, man, I'm here. We're on the radio program with Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and he's talking about social and economic change in our community, and that's the basic stuff of the show. And I know you've been doing a lot of work in this community, and, you know, you can express some of the things that you see economically, socially, in the community, and what you see that we can do to change things for our people.
Oh, okay, well, let me first say that, you know, it's good to reunite with some brothers that, you know, from, if I'll use a phrase, back in the day, and we're still here, so God's blessing us to be here. It is not, you know, by chance on the last day of 2022 that we're here on this call collectively. You know, God bless you, brothers, for staying in the work and doing the work that's necessary to uplift, you know, our community. It's always about positive change. It's always about using all of our anointing, if you will, whatever it might be. We're all anointed with something. It's up to each and every one of us to find exactly what that anointing is and to use it to build it, to build the kingdom. Use it to build our communities. I totally agree with everything that has been said, the sisters in their ministry chiming in. But, you know, in 2023, it's about action, as it always has been, but it's about action even more so, because all the things that are played against us. One sister said, it's the last day coming on, and you know, whether it is the last day or the first day, we've got to act with some intention. You know, we've got to act with as if it is the last day, whether we know it is or whether we don't know it is, because that next generation depends on each and every one of us. We've been blessed and These two brothers are my contemporaries, so we've been blessed to get of age where, you know, the wisdom of our experiences should be passed on, passed on to that next generation in building our nation, building our communities in a more positive way, utilizing, help, assisting them to see into the future, assisting them to build on what they have now. And, of course, you know, we're about building communities. Any means necessary. So economics is a key to that. And ideally, you know, the programs that you have here will help to do that. And in whatever way that I can contribute and participate in that, I always look to do that. So having said that, I'm going to yield and listen in. I chime in for the rest, and I'm not sure who hit me up today, but I'm thankful that I took the opportunity, and whoever did, to clue me on the list, that I'm here to hear you brothers and sisters that I haven't met but look forward to meet.
Well, thank you, my brother. I appreciate your feedback and everything, and you sharing your opinion on this. And you're right. You know, this is our time to come through and see what we can do together to really bring about some positive change. You know, economically and, you know, socially is one thing that's very important as well, and that's the logical, you know, state of mind to move forward with that. But also one of the things that we were speaking about earlier and our sisters were speaking about as well is also dealing with it from a spiritual perspective, you know. And that's something that we need to do as well, because too many times our spiritual viewpoint on being able to come together in spiritual unity to help our people is, you know, thrown under the rug and, you know, kicked to the curb. But, you know, that's something that is very real. But we've been told that it's just a joke, but it's not a joke. It's something that's very real that can really bring about positive change as well. But when you combine your logical different ideas on what you could do to bring about positive change in your community, and you can combine that with your spiritual aspect as well, that's something that can really, you know, have a huge, enormous impact on bringing about positive change in our community. You know, but again, one of the things that we spoke on is that, you know, people have to believe in the fact that our spirituality does exist, and that, you know, we do have the ability to use that spirituality and that spiritual power to bring about positive change in our community as well. And that economic piece is important too, because, you know, in order for us to bring about positive change as well, you know, we have to take some physical steps forward as well in order to make these positive things come about, you know. So both, like I said earlier, that combination of the two is very important. The physical, logical things that we know we need to do, whether it's a march, whether it's a protest, whether it's coming together economically where we're, you know, making donations into a program that could really bring about some positive change, but that program just needs to have some money so they can get things going. All those kind of things are just logical things that we know if we do, it could help us, you know. And then, like I said, the icing on the cake is the spiritual aspect of what we could do as well. Because, like I said earlier, you know, to end the gang wars that we were dealing with in New York, it took us 2 years to deal with. But then when we dealt with Jesus's spiritual formula that he shared with us, and we, you know, utilized that. It only took us, you know, for one part, that was dealing with the ending of the gang wars in New York. That was just 2 weeks. And then when we're talking about even Baltimore, it only took us 1 week. So it's showing you the power of God and how you could do things in a very short and powerful way in just a limited time span. Whereas when you're doing it from the, you know, physical aspect and the logical aspect, not to say that we should never have done that, you know, but that was one of the things that the Lord saw us doing, putting in all this time and, this sacrifice to help our kids and all this stuff. And that's when he came with that formula. He said, well, after you guys did all of this physical stuff and you guys really were not even getting paid for it, here, this is something that can help you guys out. So I'm not saying that the physical is not needed. Both of them are needed. The physical, the logical, and the spiritual are very much needed in order to bring about positive change. And when we combine those two together, we'll be able to reach the mountaintop of success and achieve our very best. So, brother, once again, I do thank you and the other two sisters that were on as well. And we do appreciate your contribution into giving some positive feedback. And, brother Ron, if there's anyone else that, you know, can contribute as well, then bring them on now.
Okay. So we're going to try back with 718-669. Your mic is open, 718-669. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself on your end, but right now your mic is open. 718-669.
Hello.
I hear you in the background, but yeah, there
Hello.
You go.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, can you give us some feedback on what we've spoken on, my brother? You know,
it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I'm pleased for what I heard, and it's a joy joining you guys. And this is something that we need to do because of what's happening to us. And so I'm privileged to be joining you guys so that we'll continue to come together and share ideas as to the best way to continue to, share thoughts so that we can build up and bring something that would help our communities to realize the goodness that is there for us. What the big picture is in that sometimes we feel like we're at a point where we finish what we're doing or there's not much we can do. But the exposure that we've had shows us that this is the beginning of what is it that we have to do, because all the exposure that we've gotten has given us insights as to where things are. And therefore, we don't stop. We have to begin to explore with others the best way to continue to bring it to those that need to know some of what we've learned. And so I'm happy, and you guys are doing a good job, and I'm pleased to be part of it. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you, my brother, for willing to be a part of what we're doing as well, because we have a movement right now that we're going to see what we can do to really bring about some positive things to come through for our community. And we can definitely make it happen. We just need to have people who have open minds and hearts and believe that they can do this and that they're willing to have, you know, a desire to even want to help our people. Because unfortunately, as I said before, that some people don't even care that live in our community. But these are things that we can change. Like I said before, to get the majority of our people together is not something that we will start off with. But we will be able to start off with, you know, a nice amount of people in the beginning. And then later on, after the majority of our people see the great results that are coming through, that's when you're going to start to see more and more people wanting to be a part of what we're doing, and that would be great. So all I can say at this time is thanks again for your positive feedback, and let us just know for sure that these are things that we can bring about. And I did want to share with people two things that are happening right now. Right now, we do have a real estate investor. Oh, we do have some more folks? Okay.
Yes.
You can bring them on. Go ahead.
We're going to open up 929-586. Your mic is open.
Yes, good evening, brothers. Ronald A. here, and I've been listening for a while. I had the opportunity of last night going to a lecture with my a friend and an author, Eugene Turnier. The gentleman that just spoke, also Dr. Dan, if I'm pronouncing the name yet, Yanetsi, he is also going to become a member of the Ethiopian World Federation along with Eugene in about 10 others. The earlier in the talk, Dr. Ben, you spoke of a woman who actually said that, you know, there's nothing, we can't do this, you know, there's nothing that can be done. And if she's a believer, and I see that she may not, or she may be misunderstood, but what did Christ die for? You know, and so on. And he died for his people,
mm-hmm.
and salvation for ourselves, salvation and forgiveness, so that we can move forward in him to do his will and better and great things, spirit, soul, and life. The function I went to last night was impromptu because I didn't know I was going to do it, got a lot of hope. Got a lot of positiveness, and this is from the African and Haitian community. And a communication is quite so important, and connection is quite so important. We don't need to be separated from ourselves. You know? The absence of ourselves is the issue, you know, within our communities and within the world, because we are the world. When ourself, as God created us, was taken away, everything else has an opportunity to fill that space. And this is why we're in the situation that we're in, because we didn't fill that space again with God. We didn't fill that space again with our absence. You know, we filled it with people who want to destroy us, the white supremacy, you know, and so on. And so we become them and think like them, you know, and be as they do. So we become savages and so on. And then we wind up looking at other different, but we don't want to support or trust one at all. This is the work, you know, of those people that don't want us to succeed. But God has something else in life, in mind, and our people who are with also have something else in mind, and they won't win. They will not win, and they're afraid of that now. They're afraid that if we get power, if God's people get power, you know, and become, you know, get understanding, that they will no longer, you know, exist or have power. But the thing is, when we win, everybody wins. That's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But something happens. We've been forgiving these people for a long time, praying for them, forgiving them whilst we're being lynched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whilst we're being shot. You know, forgiving. You know, forgiving a person that killed, say killed my sister. That's a metaphor. Killed my sister or my brother, or dragged him off for a traffic stop, and they wind up dead, shot in the back, and we say we forgive them. You know, I have to pray, start praying every night. I still have that forgiveness, but I understand one thing. We're not bound to forgive. Okay? God forgives.
That's right.
God forgives. You know, all right? We've been sitting back forgiving everybody, but still going through the same thing. I don't have to think about these things. All right? God will take care of this. He forgives. We move on. He says, forgive, but don't forget. Well, I'm having a hard time forgiving. So, and we all are going to wind up in that judgment. You know, one thing that I'm just disappointed that we have not learned, you know, in all ways. We go to a funeral, you know, the pastor, he says, well, he's in a better place, he's with the Lord. And I'm saying, why is he still telling that lie? Mm-hmm. And it's in the Bible, after judgment, you know. So we have to be cognizant of the word. It's just like when they identify, when we see all these white people, all the situations that have been whitewashed. But when you look at the, when you look at how they define, they're not white at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole list of things that we need to study in Greenwood with understanding and knowledge, spirit, soul, and body. You know, and then we can have wisdom and understanding, and we can move on. But we need to fill that part of the absentness. That is doing a high blood pressure, you know, mm-hmm. making us mentally ill. What have we got to replace that with ourselves, mm-hmm. our historical mm-hmm. self and our spiritual self. If we don't do that, we don't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, my brother, for your positive feedback as well, and I was really glad that you contributed also. And like I said earlier, you know, as us truly coming together in unity, we definitely will be a blessing to our community.
Amen.
You know, and that will be physically and logically as well as spiritually, you know. And we bring those different parts of the steps that need to be included into making this happen, or as they say, the different pieces of the puzzle. And when you bring those different pieces of the puzzle and connect them all together, then you're going to have a powerful opportunity to bring about that positive change that we want to see in our community. So, you know, coming together in that way from a, you know, practical and positive, you know, physical perspective is important. But then, like I said earlier, the icing on the cake is definitely the spiritual aspect of it as well. And that is very important also. Because the problem that we've had in our community lately is leaving the spiritual aspect out of the picture. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we are not receiving the results that we really need to receive at this time. But we're seeing a lot of negative results because we, you know, have kicked that to the curb. But anyway, what I would like to say right now, if there's someone else that is willing to come on at this time, you know, I would like speak with Ron again on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Good. Brother Ron, I have to
292.
Oh.
Screen the name of Father, Son. No, that's Pastor Don G and CEO.
Can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Pastor Don, yes, can you hear me?
Oh, Pastor Don. Oh, okay, yeah. Go ahead, Pastor Don.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Happy New Year to all the people out there in the Neo Nation. Happy New Year to you and yours. Listening, if this is your first time, thank you for calling in. If you are a New Yorker caller, let's go into the year of Michael Jordan. 2023 is only a couple hours away. No matter what you didn't do, today is cash in hand. Walk in it, know it's about to happen, and stay focused. 23, you going. I'm out. I mean, I'm in, but I'm out. I dropped the mic.
Fantastic. Brothers, can you hear me? This is Brother Ron.
Yes.
Good. I've got to drop off, but looking forward to being back in contact with you. I don't know how, as I said, somebody just dropped my name in here, but I'm looking forward to you know, being back in contact with you, Dr. Ryan, as well as Brother Benjamin. Got some things for 2023. Looking forward to sharing. Peace and love.
Sounds good, brother. And what's your name again, brother? What's your name again?
Brother Ron Peterson.
Oh, Ron Peterson. Okay, great. All right, well, we'll definitely be back in touch with you, Brother Ron, because positive folks like you need to come together with us so we can get some things definitely done, some positive results.
It's fantastic. You know, I'm about in the doing mode, so, you know, we get together, we're going to do something, you know, and building is what it's all about. Building it spiritually. I just came off of a winter solstice fast. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, utilizing all the elements of the spirit, you know, all of those come into place as well. Time of the year, you know, we fast during the time of the year to unify, to be reunited, and to be about God's purpose. So we take all of those things in consideration. With that, I'm dropping the mic as well. God bless all of y'all. Have a healthy, safe, prosperous coming into 2023. Yeah, Michael Jordan, the brother said. Love y'all.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Peace and blessings to you. And thanks for coming on board with us. Yes, indeed. Okay, so now, basically, Brother Ron, was there anybody else at this point?
No, you can move on now.
Oh, okay. So basically what I would like to speak about as well is that right now we do have a real estate program that we're dealing with, and it's a real estate investment group. And our group is coming together to work together as a team, you know, because sometimes with these investment groups that people have, there's two things that happen. One, you are the individual, and you got to look out for yourself, and that's basically it. You're going to get into the group and, you know, be successful with it. You know, you have to be the one to, you know, make things happen, you know, in order for it to happen in the group. And once you get the money, that's your money, and you spend it whatever way you want to spend it. But we're not dealing with it from that perspective at all. We're trying to, you know, come together to help one another in the group. If you have some questions or some situations that you're not sure about, you know, concerning, you know, even moving forward in the group, you know, we would like to, you know, talk with you about how you can improve that situation. The other piece is that once you get the money and really start to build up, not only to help the money help you as an individual, but also we're talking about helping the community as well. So we're looking at a portion of money that we would put forward into being a blessing to our community to help our community out. And a lot of investment groups, the only person you're supposed to, you know, be concerned about helping is yourself, and that's it. But we're not looking at it from that perspective. We need to reach out and help our people. And if we're going to be greedy banditis and just think about helping ourselves and forget about helping anybody else, then basically what it's going to do is help to ruin our community even more so. But when we start to reach out, you know, from a practical and positive way financially, that's a good thing. The other thing is that we do have a grant program that's out. And this grant program is, you know, appears to be a very positive program because, you know, you could get up to $1 million on it. And also the other thing is that the minimum amount that you could get is, you know, $100,000. And it can be a nonprofit, and it can even be a profit, you know, a business where you're making money, you know, as a business. So it doesn't just have to be non-for-profit. It can be a for-profit business as well. But the bottom line is that this is a program that's speaking about the fact that if you get involved with it, 9 out of 10, you're going to get money out of it. And even if you don't get the $1 million, even if you end up with just $100,000, you know, that's not, you know, something where it's like, oh, shoot, you can't even buy a bag of potato chips with this money. You'll be able to get way more than one bag of potato chips with $100,000, you know. And the bottom line is if you're in business, you can utilize that money to help your business, whether it's a nonprofit or a profit business. So these are things that we can do, you know, to also help folks in our community out. But the bottom line is anyone that's interested in that, you know, like the brother was saying, he's going to get back in touch with us. And as you get back in touch with us, we'll be able to turn you on to this program and how you can utilize this program to actually help you in your business. Or if you want to, you could even join our real estate investment group. And in joining our real estate investment group, this could help you to improve your life as well, because we're going to show you how to to be a real estate investor. And then when you start making all this money, then on the other side of the table, you will be taking a portion of that money to help your people as well. And that's an important part of this also, because, you know, that's something that we really, really do need to do. Not to be just thinking about being selfish and thinking about just helping ourselves, but being able to help our people. Because our children are dying out on the street. We got people that are starving to death in our community. We got people that are homeless that are living out on the street corners or sleeping out on the street. I mean, and one of the worst places to be right now is in New York, because when you got the degree level going down to 8 degrees and 12 degrees and like that, and then you got a cold wind blowing too, and you just got a brother with a coat over his body sleeping on the ground, it's like, wow, that's almost looking like that person's committing suicide, because how could you wake up in the morning alive when it's so cold that when that wind is blowing, you're probably at about 2 and 3 degrees, you know, outside. And you're outside out there with that freezing cold. So we don't want to see our people in those type of situations where they're starving, where they're freezing to death, and where they're in very terrible situations. But if we reach out to help them financially, if we reach out to help them spiritually, we can end all of this madness. But again, we have to at least care about wanting to help our people. We must care about wanting to be a blessing to our people. But if we're just going to be, like I said earlier, selfish and greedy banditties that just want to help ourselves and that's it, forget about helping everybody else, that's a terrible way to, you know, really be focusing on things. And there was an old African proverb that says, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, and it's, what they're saying is that we need to come together to even help one child. So what about the whole village? We need to come together as a group to even help our community. And if we're not going to do that, then we're going to see our community getting flushed down the toilet. And we don't deserve getting flushed down the toilet. We deserve reaching that mountaintop of success where we can achieve our very best. But the only way we can do that is if we come together in unity to be a blessing to our community. So these are things that we really need to do and that we can do. But the bottom line is that our people need to know that these are things that are very important right now for us. Not to sit on the sideline and don't help out at all, but we're going to just complain about things that are going on. Not to sit on the sideline and say, oh, no, spirituality don't have no real factors, anything we could do to help our people. So don't even talk about that, because that's a waste of time. That's a waste of conversation. You know, if you're going to actually, you know, keep your mind in Satan's mindset, where you're only going to see things from a negative perspective, then that's not going to help our community at all as well. We need to start to see that we can do positive things to bring about positive change in our community. And when we start to see things from that positive, you know, perspective, we can bring about positive results in our community. And that's why it's so important that we keep an open and positive mind, to keep our minds up on high and see things from a positive perspective, see things from a confident perspective, see things from having faith in God and having faith in ourselves that we can make these things happen. And once we start seeing things from that perspective, that's when these things can truly, truly come about. But we have to believe it beyond the shadow of a doubt. Not believe in Satan's lies, but in God's honest truth that these things can come through and we can set our people free from poverty and all negativity. That's right. We can do it. Don't feel that we are weak and limited people that cannot do these things. We are actually God-blessed people that have God-given power that can do these things. And also, not just God-given power, but also a practical, logical mindset that once we start thinking from a positive mindset,
we can also move forward to do practical and logical things that can also help our people out. But we have to keep an open mind and an open heart and caring for wanting to help one another. And if we can keep our mind up on high in that perspective as well, that's a good thing. But if we're going to be selfish and also greedy, then that's a whole other thing that's going to hold us back. But we can change these things. We really, truly can. But we just have to see things from a positive mindset to bring about positive results. So anyway, I definitely am glad to see that we have this ability. But the bottom line is that we do need to come together in unity physically, financially, and the icing on the cake is spiritually. Come together in unity. And once we add those different pieces of the puzzle together, we're going to be able to really reach that mountaintop of success and achieve our very, very best. Yes, indeed. So I don't know who's making all that noise in the background, whether the Ku Klux Klan is paying you money to do all of that. Say, we don't want nobody to hear that guy. Yeah, we're just going to make a lot of noise in the background so nobody can hear him. Come on now. Put your phone on mute right now if you're going to be making all that noise in the background. We don't need to hear that. Come on now.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you're Uncle Tom, but the bottom line is that it's important that we have to keep these things in mind, that we have to allow the sharing of information to be given to our community so that we can come together. But if we're going to keep that noise in the background and say, no, Master Charlie's paying me good money, then I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going with this. Don't you think that I'm going to help you? Yeah. We got to stop that stuff, man. The bottom line is that it's not about making enough noise to drown us out so we can hear the positive information. The positive thing is for us to come together and try to have a caring for one another so that we can actually work with one another. But if we're going to drown each other out so you can't hear nothing I say or nothing another brother or sister says while we're on this radio show talking about this, that's not a good thing. You know, and if you are getting paid by Master Charlie, that's not good, brother. You know, you should not be, you know, doing that for Master Charlie. You should be thinking about what you're going to do for your community, and that's what's important. But anyway, all I can say at this point is we need to come together in unity to be a blessing to our community, not to be there to be a problem for our community, okay? So please, stop the background noise and stop making all that noise in the background. So we definitely don't need to hear that. Anyway, right now,
we have more callers.
Okay, we do have a new caller? Okay, we'll bring that caller on. Let's see what they have to say. Hopefully they'll have some positive feedback they can share with us. Let's see what they have to say.
309-542, your mic is open.
309-5309. Are you there, 309?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes,
great. What we wanted to find out from you, 309, is, you know, have you heard what we've been saying thus far when we've been speaking here?
Did I hear what?
Have you heard the conversation of what we've been talking about?
I've been trying to. It was kind of muffled on my end. I just came in about 3 or 4 minutes ago, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Got it. But, you know, what was the topic you guys were talking about?
Oh, okay. Well, basically, we were talking about coming together in our community to help our people, you know, so that we can overcome poverty, that we can overcome the violence that's in our community and other negative problems that we're facing. And we were talking about, you know, 3 different things that we really wanted to do to actually achieve that. One of them was coming together from a positive mindset where we wanted to, you know, see that these are things that we could actually accomplish. And
deal with it from a practical viewpoint where we could, you know, come together, you know, with groups, come together, you know, in even doing marches or different things that are necessary to end some of this negative stuff that's happening in our community. You know, so that was one thing from a practical viewpoint. And the other thing we were looking at was even not just seeing it from a positive, you know, viewpoint of doing things practical, but again, you know, having that positive mindset, because if you're trying to see things from a negative mindset that, you know, you're never going to see this, this is never going to happen, and this, that, and the other, you know, you won't be able to do that, you know, because, you know, come on, let's be real. You can't do nothing like that. So if you're going to see things from that negative viewpoint, then basically you're right. You're not going to achieve it because you're seeing things in the negative. But once you start seeing things in the positive, that's when you can really think things about. And the icing on the cake, which is the last thing I wanted to mention to you, was spirituality. Utilizing us coming together in spiritual unity to bring about positive change in our community can truly come about as well. And this is something that we really can do. But the bottom line is, a lot of times, you know, these are things that we neglect to do because we feel like, you know, spirituality, man, we just want to deal with things from a practical viewpoint. That's it, you know. And I understand why practical over spirituality is there, because sometimes people have been just brainwashed to believe that, you know, spirituality cannot really have any positive impact on an individual or even on a community. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, many times spirituality is kicked to the curb or pushed to the side where, you know, you don't even want to use it or even talk about it because you feel it's a wasted conversation. But in the reality of it, it's one of the most powerful aspects of what you have available. But the bottom line is, if you don't believe that you can utilize spirituality in a positive way, then basically you're not going to get positive results from that. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. In order to utilize spirituality, you have to see it, believe it, in order to achieve it. So anyway, these are the things that we spoke about, you know, coming together in unity in those three different aspects. And if you had anything that you felt that you wanted to add on to it or any comments, that would be great. You know, you can speak on that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I could speak on all those and actually give you action to put in place. I'm the founder of an organization called Housing Our People Everywhere. Our acronym is HOPE. Now, I give people a double dose of hope, and that's humans on planet Earth housing our people everywhere. So we built the greenest built home in 2011 out of recycled cars from Hurricane Katrina. We built it in the middle of the woods with cordless screw guns to prove we could do it in any jungle on the planet. It exceeded all building codes in the city and was deemed the best built home in the city, and it was built by five people that never built anything in their life before. Now, the house is 1,800 square feet, and it was built without a dumpster. And as a 501c3 charity, I found out I could partner with anybody I want, so I decided I wanted to partner with a child on Earth and show them that they are the solution to every adult's problem and let them become the teachers, because they need to teach us how to love again, because they're pure love and they don't know anything else. Envy, spitefulness, anger, they don't know that until they see it. So we need to step back and realize that we are far from know-it-alls and realize that where our pitfalls are. And it comes down to vain, being vain, wanting something over a need, a greed over a need. That needs to stop. Because if we were able to reach everyone's needs, then I would get what I want. And so would they. But it's not time to tear them down. It's time to pick them up. But it's not a hand out. It's a hand up. Unity in every community, giving an equal opportunity. And unity, the acronym for that is you and I, together is why. taking that one letter and the T and making it a plural word and giving you the definition. Because that's what it takes. Because right now we're in a community that don't have unity. So when you take unity out of a community, you don't have one. But if you take unity out of the word opportunity, you don't have one. And it's time for everybody to realize that it's you and I together is why. To give people a peace of mind. And peace on earth is in the palm of your hand. The palm of your hand is pink anywhere you are on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you show me the palm of your hand, I can show you peace on earth. We have machinery that makes materials that don't burn, don't absorb water, stronger, termite-free, mold-resistant, seismic, recyclable. Build it without a dumpster. Build it cheaper than wood. Get a 60% discount on insurance versus a wooden home. But these machines make 2 feet of material per second. The three factories that we have in place will produce enough linear footage to house all the homeless in this country in the next 12 months. So I put out a challenge, and I want to do 50 cities in 50 days or 50 weeks, and I'll do more, but 50 cities in 50 weeks, and we've got 24 of them online right now. And I started that challenge a week and a half ago, but 16 cities came online today. 5 cities came on yesterday. So we're going to be working the schedule to get it through on how fast we show up. But right now we're answering the state of emergency in L.A. that was put out by Mayor Karen Bass, and it was signed by Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just on the phone with the mayor's office a few minutes ago before I got on this phone call. And so, you know, regardless of it being a weekend, being New Year's Eve, understand these people are realizing what they have in their hands, and they're talking to me. Doesn't matter day or night. It's time for you to realize about your life. Every person needs to know what their why is. This is the spirituality part I'm going to speak, because it's your wealth, health, and you. And if you have two, you can't be happy. So you need to know who you are. This is very important for people to receive that clue, that what this takes is you. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. Then you have that choice. No one will ever make your mind up for you.
All right.
So that's me in a nutshell. Hopeforhousing.org is our website. We have ways to show you that there is a solution, you are the solution, and we're waiting to hear from you. I just need to know where you want us and when you want us, and we'll show up. You know, I built a home, a tiny house with a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old 3 Novembers ago. They built that home in 2.5 hours. I just started a youth program in Louisiana, and it's on my Instagram, and it shows them in the factory. They never touched a saw, but they built a home, every component, and then they went out on site and outbuilt the adults they were building next door, and they had no experience, but they built something superior to the house next door. But these children got excited. And then you'll see another story that the next building they built was 4 times the size of what they just built. That these kids are enjoying what they're doing, and they're earning a home while they're doing it. So it's a pay it forward, pay it back program, and to know that your children are the solution to the problems that you have occurred, let's give them the opportunity to fix them. And I thank you guys for having this platform. Give me a moment to speak about it.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for coming on and sharing that information, and that was some positive feedback there, and sounds like some good solutions that could be added on to what we're talking about. So that's great. So all I could say at this point is that, you know, in us truly coming together in unity, like I said earlier, whether it's, you know, from a practical viewpoint, from a psychological and mental viewpoint, of seeing things from a positive perspective, or whether it's coming from a spiritual perspective. The bottom line is when you put those three pieces of the puzzles together, you're going to see some positive results come back that will truly have a huge impact on our people and being able to change the communities. And it's not just, you know, just our community, but this could have a huge impact on the world community, because bringing about world peace is something that is very important as well. Having a roof over your head is important, but having a gun to your head is also important, making sure that that gun is removed. You don't want to, because you will never be able to sit in that house no more after somebody pulls that trigger, you know. So these are things that are very important as well, to make sure that the violence in our communities, not just in the black community, but, you know, the white, the Asian, the Hispanic community, you know, there's murdering going on in all of them. And every day we have hundreds of people around the world that are being murdered. So we can end this madness, but the bottom line is the only way it can be ended is if we come together in unity and look at really changing the minds of people in our community to raise their consciousness up from the depths of the dungeon of Satan that wants you to kill each other, that wants you to hate each other, that wants you to never even try to help each other. And those are some of the things that Satan wants you to do, to stay in that negative mindset of doing each other in and destroying each other's lives. But people don't need to stay down there. They can keep their mind up on high. And as long as they can keep their mind up on high and really wanting to reach out and caring and helping and being a blessing to one another, that's when we can change our situation that we see in the world today and bring about something called world peace. And that's something that's been kicked to the curb for a long time, because the reason why, because, you know, nations around the world haven't really formed a movement to bring something like that about is because they see so much murdering going on every day. They say, what, world peace? Are you kidding? You know, somebody just got killed over here, 12 people. Over here there were 7. Over there in that country there was, you know, 1,000 people that got killed, you know. So when you hear all of these different, you know, negative feedback that comes back about murdering and everything that happens in different countries and stuff, you know, it just waters down the idea that world peace could ever really come about. But that's not true. It definitely can come about. But we just need to, like I said earlier, keep our mind up on high and know that for surety, these are serious goals and dreams that can truly come about without a doubt. But we have to know that God and Jesus have the ability to help us out. And if we can see it from that positive perspective, that's when we can really see a new one of God's realities coming into effect. And that would be, you know, world peace. That would be the ending of violence, the ending of hatred, the ending of raping and suicide and, you know, stealing and all this other kind of stuff and people taking advantage of one another and all kind of crazy stuff like that. You know, and that would bring about a new world, and that would be a world of peace, love, joy, and happiness for the whole entire human race. And that would be great to be able to get rid of, you know, the insanity of the family of humanity. Because right now, that, you know, we've almost accepted it as just something that, you know, happens every day and it's nothing wrong with it. But it is something wrong with it. There shouldn't be murdering going on. Parents shouldn't be killing children. Children shouldn't be killing parents. You shouldn't be teaching, you know, children, you know, to want to hate one another. And all these other crazy things that are going on in the world today, all of that needs to be totally erased and replaced by God's divine love and Jesus' divine love, that we should really cherish each other's lives and want to reach out and care about each other and help each other and be a blessing to one another. And this is not an impossible mission to bring about. This is something that can really come about. But we have to believe that God's given power that he has can truly change our lives and the lives of the world community. Yes, indeed. So all I can say on that is right now, you know, I would like to, you know, come together in prayer and in meditation so that we can bring about some positive change in our community. Because once we start to put that positive energy out into the world, that's when these things can come about. And unfortunately, there are doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas that don't believe that any of this can ever happen. But the bottom line is, it definitely can. Because if God can create the whole world, if he can create millions of worlds throughout the universe, if he can create the heaven and the earth, if he can create angels, if he can create, you know, Jesus, if he can create all these different awesome and amazing things and powerful things that he has done, you don't think he has the power to bring about world peace, even though many people's minds are caught up into Satan's mentality? You don't think that he can change their mentality and bring about a world that is filled with peace, love, joy, and happiness instead of pain, sorrow, and agony that you see people in today? This can definitely happen, and God and Jesus definitely have the power to do it. So right now, I do have a person that I'm going to allow to actually say a powerful, you know, prayer before we go into the meditation, and then we'll see what we can do from there.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, once again, we want to say thank you, God. Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, God, that New Year's is coming in, God. We just thank you, God, for new change, God. So, Lord, we just thank you right now, God. We just ask everybody to be on one accord in tonight, God, that the Holy Ghost can move through this man of God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And I do thank you for us coming together, Lord, and being able to be on that positive note of knowing that we can bring positive things, not only in our community, but in the world community. And right now, what I would like us to do is each of us find that comfortable sitting position, and please do this. Close your eyes for a moment, and we're going to focus on the power and the ability that God has to bring about positive change, not only in your life as an individual, but also in the lives of our community and the world community. Okay, so once again, please close your eyes for a moment, and we're going to start to do it by three deep breaths. And being that we only have a short period of time left, you know, we're going to do this as a quick meditation. So here we go. Let us all breathe in deeply on our first deep breath. And we're going to do, as I said, three deep breaths. So let's do this now. Breathe in deep. The power of calmness, peace, and total relaxation. And now what I would like you to do is feel that in your mind and heart. And now breathe out all negative feelings, all negative and terrible feelings of stress and anger and tension. Let all of that negativity go and don't even worry about it no more. Just let it go. Let it go. Yes, indeed. Next breath. Breathe in deep. And as we breathe in deep this time, we're breathing in the knowledge that we have spiritual God-given power. And that spiritual God-given power is being utilized for us all to see the spiritual power of God blessing each and every human being on the planet Earth. And that's right. We're going to see one of the most powerful forces in the universe going into our minds and hearts, and that is the spiritual power of God's divine love and Christ's divine love. We used this in the past, and it actually no longer allowed the gang war to last. It was over in a short period of time. So let us see that awesome and amazing power of God's divine love and Christ's divine love. See that light flowing into everyone's mind, including ourselves.
keep filling our minds with positive thoughts and positive feelings of no longer thinking in a negative and hateful and just totally twisted way. Now we're starting to see things with mindset and knowing that through the divine love of God filling our minds and the divine love of Christ filling our minds and hearts, it is cleansing all of that negativity totally away. It's removing it and replacing it with God's divine love and Christ's divine love. It is totally, totally setting the family of humanity totally free from all of this negative insanity, totally erasing it and replacing it by the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ. So with that being said, let us see people throughout the planet Earth, the whole entire family of humanity, from the crown of their heads to the bottom of their feet, let us see the divine love of God in Christ flowing through them. Every single cell in their body is shining brightly in the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ Jesus. And it is casting out all demonic thoughts, all demons, and even Satan himself, kicking them to the curb and removing them every person. For some people, their minds are so deeply in hatred and anger and wanting to kill each other, and Satan has seized their minds so strongly. But the other thing about it is we're looking at one of the most powerful forces in the universe, which is God's power that can erase all of that negativity. God's and Jesus' power that can also, as Jesus told me, he would reach into the minds of people. He would reach into the hearts of people and pull all of that negativity out of them and replace it with the divine love of God in Christ. And he would make everything wonderful and nice in each individual. So let us see that once again, where God and Christ's divine love has totally cleansed and erased and removed all negativity of emotions and negative thoughts and feelings from people's minds and hearts. In our last breath, let us breathe in now. Breathe in the powerful spirit of God's spiritual unity, where we will all come together in unity and in oneness and in harmony and in a spirit of wanting to help one another, a spirit of wanting to be a blessing to one another, a spirit of bringing about world peace. And that is going to come through us all coming in oneness by allowing that wonderful and awesome and amazing power of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love growing and glowing brightly in our minds and hearts and in every single cell in our body, and casting out all negativity, totally erasing it, totally replacing it by the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ. That's right. Now we are seeing the reality of God coming on planet Earth. The whole human race is now raising their consciousness to higher heights and deeper depths in God. And no longer are we seeing murdering and hating and all this other negativity lasting for long. But in time, in short period of time, we will be able to see God's new reality come about. World peace can be here. Instead of living in a planet of pain, sorrow, and agony, we can live in a planet of joy, peace, love, and happiness, and respect for one another. And we know that that will be the new thing of God's reality. This will be a new and wonderful thing for us all to see. But all we have to do is believe. doubt that God's new reality is truly coming down. And those of you who are doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas, let go of Satan's lies and let go of all the negative things that you've been taught. Just know for surety that being that God's divine love and Jesus' divine love is flowing through your mind and heart right now. Know that all of that negativity is going to be cleansed from your mind and heart. And all of that doubt and fear will no longer be here. You will be set free from all of that negativity. So become a strong believer so that you can become a strong achiever in God and Jesus Christ. And all I can say right now, something that we do need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is a time where God's new reality will truly, truly come about. All we need to do is assist in helping us to bring this about by seeing it, believing it, and then through God and Jesus, we will achieve it. Yes, indeed. So being that we only have a few minutes left, we usually bring about the music that comes on at this time. But I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on the call and sharing your opinions, and even those who just wanted to be listeners. Thank you for listening and participating in what we are doing. For this world needs to truly bring about positive change. And the human race, like I said, can truly, truly replace all this negativity through this awesome and amazing universal power of God's awesome and supreme power of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love flowing through our hearts and minds and every single cell in our body throughout the whole entire human race so that we can finally see God's new reality, which we will now see will be the dominant energy on planet Earth. So thank you all once again for participating and helping us to bring this about. And Brother Ron, if you can turn on the music right now, that would be a good thing. And thank you all once again. Peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hmm. Well, looks like Brother Ron is might have gone into a deep meditation and fallen asleep. So I thought the music would be on by now. But no problem, we can go further with the meditation. And all I can say is that I'm really looking forward to this new reality of God coming about. And it can come about. You don't need to any longer hear every day about this many kids, this many adults getting killed and murdered, and so many people, the rate of suicide is going up so high because so many people are suffering from poverty, from losing their homes, from losing their jobs, from losing their businesses, and all these negative things. And now we can start to see our new reality, a state of mind that can come over the whole human race so we can start to see all that negativity truly, truly being replaced. And I do hear some background noise once again. So I understand, Master Charlie done paid you pretty good, but the bottom line is what you need to do is not to have that background noise there. We need to talk about things that can truly bring about positive change in our community now. And I can only say this to each and every one of you. I am very, very glad to see that soon we will start to see God's new reality. World peace will be here for us all to embrace and to see that this world would be a brand new place
And this will be very wonderful and great to see God's new reality. Can you imagine a world where you send a child to a store and you're not worried about whether they're going to make it back alive anymore, whether they're going to be kidnapped or something crazy like that? Unfortunately, on the news, you see that so many times. You know, this child went to the store and never came back, you know, and they don't know what happened to him. He's been missing for a whole week now, you know. All these different things are happening from the negativity. But when we bring about God's new reality, no one will even think about doing crazy things like that to children, whether it's to kill them or to, you know, kidnap them and, you know, maybe have them as a slave in your home or, you know, to be raping them or something. I don't know what a knucklehead's going to do once they kidnap a child. But the bottom line is, whatever that negativity would be in the past, it can no longer last through the divine love of God in Christ, because all of that negative thinking will be totally erased and replaced from the negative feelings and thinking that people have. You do not need to have your mind filled with hatred towards family members, towards people in different religions, towards people from, you know, different countries, because of the color of a person's skin. All these negative things need to be totally, totally erased and allow the divine love of God to fill your mind and heart and totally replace all of that demonic negativity and to allow the divine love of God to fill your mind with a heart filled with caring, filled with wanting to uplift, filled with wanting to be a blessing to the lives of others. And when we can come together in a mindset with our mind and hearts are filled with that kind of mentality, world peace will definitely be here for everyone. And all I can say is I'm very glad to see that we can now bring about God's new reality. Okay, brother.
You're
up to God.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God.
Heart.
In your heart.
Hold it close.
Hold it close.
better.